Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the whole specification, business activity. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We're going to cover production methods, quality management, the supply chain and customer service, and I'll be giving you specific exam tips and a quickfire quiz at the end. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with production methods because this is a topic that comes up again and again in exams, and candidates often lose marks by confusing the three types. The first is Joe production. This is where a single, unique, bespoke product is made to a specific customer's requirements. Think of a handmade wedding dress, a custom-built house, or a portrait painted by an artist. The key features are high quality, high customization, and high unit cost. Because each item is made individually, it takes a lot of skilled labor and time. Businesses using job production can charge premium prices, but they cannot produce large volumes. The second method is batch production. Here, a group or batch of identical products is made together, moving through each stage of production at the same time. A great example is a bakery producing 50 loaves of bread or a clothing manufacturer making 200 identical shirts in size medium before switching to size large. Batch production is more efficient than job production with lower unit costs, but there can be downtime between batches when machines are reset or cleaned. The third method is flow production, sometimes called mass production. This is continuous, automated production of standardized goods on a nonstop conveyor belt. Think of a car factory or a bottling plant. Flow production has very low unit costs because of economies of scale, but it requires massive capital investment in machinery, and it is inflexible. It is very difficult to change the product once the line is set up. Now, a really important exam skill here is being able to justify which production method is most appropriate for a given business context. If the question gives you a small, artisan business making custom furniture, job production is the answer. If it's a large manufacturer producing millions of identical units, flow production fits. Always link your answer to the specific context in the question. Examiners award marks for application.